It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, September 4th. I'm Patricia Naft. Delta County is seeing a spike in whooping cough cases. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Pertussis causes uncontrollable coughing. The highly contagious respiratory disease can make it difficult for people to breathe. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says whooping cough can be fatal, especially to young children under a year old. Between July and August, Delta County saw 7 confirmed cases of the disease. Bonnie Kaler, the deputy director of the county health department, says this uptick in cases is concerning.
And usually in a typical year, I will see 2, maybe 3 pertussis cases in Delta County children and young adults.
In the previous 2 years, the county didn't see any confirmed cases. Last month, the health department sent out an alert to area physicians asking them to watch for the disease. Renee Landry oversees Mesa County's Regional Disease Surveillance and Response Program.
We know that pertussis is endemic in Colorado on the whole, which means that we see it here all the time, and we see it in larger cases numbers than we'd like to.
Landry says it can be hard to pinpoint why there's an increase in whooping cough cases. It could be linked to unvaccinated individuals, vaccine failure, or someone spreading the illness without realizing it. Public health officials say the best way to prevent the disease is through vaccination.
You know, we call that herd immunity. The more people vaccinated, the less chance that it can be transmitted to others.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
3 candidates are running for the Delta County School Board. Incumbent Kathy Svensson, who was elected in 2011, isn't running again. Svensson is a controversial figure on the board because of her views that transgender students should be castrated, homosexuality doesn't exist, and that the Bible should be taught in school. Jill Denise Jerka and Genevieve Knowinger are running for the District 2 vacancy. The district covers the Delta area. Board President Pete Blair is running unopposed for the District 3 seat that encompasses Cedar Ridge and Orchard City. The Delta County Clerk and Recorder's Office says ballots for the election will be mailed out on October 12th, and early voting at the courthouse and North Fork Annex starts October 26th. Election day is November 3rd. The Grand Junction City Council approved hiring a Glenwood Springs firm to help it create a strategic broadband plan. On Wednesday, the council unanimously approved a contract not to exceed $83,000 with NeoFiber. Region 10 hired the firm last year to help it with a regional broadband plan. City officials say they see improving internet speeds in the area an economic development tool. Many people move to the Western Slope to get away from the city life and enjoy the sights, smells, and sounds of nature. When those sounds disappear, though, it can be concerning. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
A little while ago, Sue Hush, a listener out near Ridgeway, posted on icchange.org that something stood out this summer, or rather, something was missing.
Normally, we would hear, you know, especially early in the morning, the coyotes howling and kind of packing up and moving around the area, and I haven't heard them at all, not at all, this whole summer.
Coyotes aren't disappearing from the Western Slope. They've been spotted a few miles away from Sue, actually, but it's still unusual that there's none nearby her, especially with all the prey.
We've always seen a few rabbits, but this year, not only are there a lot of rabbits, but even now there's babies.
What's so strange about this is that, generally speaking, the more prey there is, the more predators will reproduce.
Following that theory through, it seems to me that there would be more coyotes and not less. I'm wondering if it takes one season, like, will there be more coyotes next spring, or should it be happening now and it just isn't?
So where are the coyotes? And with so much food scampering around, shouldn't there be more, not less?
Hey, Sue, that's an interesting question about coyotes, and I wish I had a simple answer for you, but like most of ecology, it's somewhat complex and there are multiple things going on.
That's Stuart Breck. He works for the National Wildlife Research Center in Fort Collins. He mainly studies bears, wolves, and coyotes.
I think in general, you're right. More prey usually results in more predators.
He says 2 main factors could be why there aren't coyotes going on a feeding frenzy. 1, the local population might have dropped off because of a disease or from hunting. Coyotes are also very territorial, so other groups might be slow to move into vacant hunting grounds.
Second thing is, and I think you alluded to it, that there's probably a time lag.
He says this year's warm spring and wet weather may have been just the right conditions for the rabbits to multiply like rabbits.
Rabbits are going to respond much more quickly to environmental cues than our coyotes. We see that in a lot of different predator-prey cycles and interactions. So probably next year, you know, is when you'd see the increase in the coyote population.
That time lag doesn't mean coyotes are slouches. They are masters of adaptation, thriving in different ecosystems, even urban environments. As the climate changes and puts pressure on all species, Breck says that coyotes will probably do just fine.
They're very likely going to do well regardless of what our climate does. They're very adaptable species, what we call a generalist species. So they'll find food in a variety of scenarios and a variety of environments.
That tenacity will keep the coyote around. The problem is that human changes favor generalists, so specialists, like the sage grouse, don't do as well. Compound that with the fact that invasive species tend to be generalists, who have no problem adapting to change, and it looks like unusual things might be happening in every ecosystem, not just Sue's backyard. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Colorado State Fair is in full swing in Pueblo this week, and early numbers show a possible increase in turnout over last year. As KRCC reports, the fair saw an average of 45,000 people per day over opening weekend. Colorado State Fair General Manager Chris Wiseman says that's a 2% increase in attendance. He says he's also optimistic about the coming weekend, but adds anything could happen.
We had a good weekend. Carnival revenues are up. Food revenues are up. But I've learned a long time ago, as 18 years at the Colorado State Fair, that we have to wait till it's over to see exactly where we're at.
This is the 143rd Colorado State Fair, with a first one in 1872, and it still focuses on agriculture and traditional fair activities. Other attractions this year include the rodeo and a troop of trained monkeys. The fair runs through Labor Day. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.